cool. Yeah. You know?
All right, so we ready? We were going to start cafe over here?
Yeah.
What'd you guys do? Right. Okay, so right, it's important to realize that we're talking about what? We're talking about the question of the carbon. Right? I mean, it's tied into the question of the carbon. But basically, it's a question of, is there a chiyuv hashava? Is there a chiyuv to go out to the nigzal, chase him down, and return the object? Or not? Now, if you say or not, what does that mean, or not? So the Rambam says that he comes to you. That's what the Rambam says. Correct? Not that you're completely pater. It's interesting. All right? Where's the Rambam? Rambam says in Zayin Yud Aleph, Eino tzoruch laholich acharov. You don't have to bring it to him when he's mochel and everything except for Shavu Bruta. Elo yavo hanigzal v'yitol esashah. Okay. So Rambam's not learning that you're pater. No, he's not learning that the guy has no right to it. Not that there's no more, it's not considered a gezel biyadcha. It just has no mitzvah hashava. There's no mitzvah hashava on the pachas b'shava pruta. Like the Rambam says in Perek Aleph. Yeah.
What is this Rambam saying?
On Zion?
Yeah.
He says if he was mochel everything except for pachas mishava pruta, so he says eino tzarach laholech acharav. You don't have to bring it to him. But he still has a right to it. It's up to him. If he wants it, he can come and get it. Mm-hmm. But if he comes, so Ram is not learning that he's kohen. We'll have to see how that works out. Good. So the Mishnah is saying that if you have in your hand less than a shava pruta of the original gezela, then right. So if you have less than a shava pruta's worth, if he was mochel up to less than a shava pruta and it's not the n, so then all you have is a chiyav of Pachas Mishavar Pruta in Mamanus, which is not a Chi of Maman. So therefore, there's no, you can bring the carbon. It's not a problem. But Rav Papa is saying, if it's Be'en, if you still have that object Be'en, even though that object is worth less than a Shavar Pruta, you still have to bring it to him. Because Chayshinan Shema Tiyakir. And the Ikadami says, it doesn't matter. We're not choshesh shema tiyakir. Now the question is, what happens if it is miyakir? What happens if it does go up? Is it a machlokus whether we're choshesh for that or not? Or is it also a question, what happens if it does go up? Right? So that happens to be a machlokus rishonim. It happens to be a machlokus rishonim. The Torah brings down two deos. One holds. It seems the Rambam is learning that you would have to. It seems Rambam's learning you'd have to give it. You'd be chayev now. Seems that way, because he seems like he's learning. It always is a. There always is. No, it's a question like this: If all that's left is less than a shava pruta, does that mean that the gazlan is now kona memela? Because since there's no chi of hashava anymore, so now it's like it's kona biyado. Now it's his. And then even if it goes up more than shava pruta, who cares? He doesn't have to give it back. But if you're going to learn pachas mishava pruta, it's not really a mechila. It is a funny case, right? Because the guy wasn't mochel the less than shava pruta. Normally say less than shava pruta, you're not chayev on because the guy's mochel. Over here he's dafka not mochel. Over here he's saying, I'm going to be mochel everything but the pachas mishava pruta. The only thing is there's no mitzvahs hashava on something that doesn't have the value of a shava pruta. But you have a chiyuv to return that chef, but that cheftza has a shame of gezela in it. The only thing is the cheftza that you have that has the shame gezela in it doesn't have a value of a shava pruta, so therefore there's no kiyum of a maiso hashava when you give it back. But if it goes up in value, now there'd be a kiyum of hashava. Because now it is a chefs of shavah pruta. So it's a machlokas really about that. Machlokas, even though we hold like the Igad Amri, and we don't tell him that he has to go bring it to him because it might go up in value. We let him bring his carbon now. Still, the machlokas though, if it does go up, does he have a chiv to return it now? Meaning to say that once it's less than the shava pruta, and we don't anticipate that it's going to go up, is that basically now like a kinyan on the chefza, and it's his? And even if it does go up, it doesn't matter? Or it's not a kinyan because he wasn't, there's no kinyan on it, even though he's just has no mitzvah, there's just no mitzvah hashava on it. Because there's no mitzvah hashava if the maisa of the hashava is not a maisa momonus. If it's not a maisa of giving momon, it's not a maisa of veheshev. So he's just in a situation where the chefza that the maisa relates to that would not have a quality of momon in the return. So there's no chiyav of the mitzvah of veheshev. But if it were to go up in value, that would be different. All right? That's the first part of it. We can think about it more another time. But that's the basic case, okay? But Rava's case, that's not where there's a change in value. They're not talking about the cases where the value changes from the gezela to the hashava. They're just talking about now that there was a maisik. No, if you stole less than the shava pruta to begin with, then what? Then there's no chiyav at all. Correct? Because there was no maisik gzela to begin with. It's true the Rambam says it's an iser gzela, but it's not really a it's not a real iser gzela in terms of. It's like a maisa gzela, but not a real. There's no cheftz of gzela in there, because it's pachas m'shav pruta. Yeah, that's the first Rambam here. Yeah, it's like this. It's a funny one. He says, "Kol ha'gozel as chaveru shava pruta over below sase, shnemar lo sigzol." And then in halacha beis, he says, "Ve'aser ligzol kol shu din Torah." So that's the question: is that chatzi shir or not? So the Achronim, the Kesef, the Magid Mishnah says it's chatzi shir. Chatzi shir means like you have by achila. So achil ain achila pachas mikizayas. So when Torah says don't eat an iser, the tzura of that iser is achilas kizayas. Right? What if you eat half a kizayas? So that's the machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish in Yuma. In the eighth parak. Is there an iser d'oraisa of chatzi shir? Although the iser itself is kezayas, and you only get malchus if you eat a kezayas, but if you eat less than a kezayas, is there also an iser d'oraisa of chatzi shir? Now, what does it mean to be an iser d'oraisa of chatzi shir? So that's also not so clear. Does it mean the iser of eating chazer says includes starting the iser of eating chazer? Memela? Since to get to a kezayas, you have to eat a half a kezayas, right? Otherwise you won't be able to move anywhere. He's going to get into Zeno's paradox. So then in order to eat a kezayas, you have to eat half a kezayas. So then memela, it's true in terms of onshim, there's a shear. But in terms of the isser is on the maisa itself. So chatzi shear, so that's one view of chatzi shear is that when the Torah says don't eat chazer, it's really somewhat of a compound statement. There's an isser, you'll get malchus when you have a shear of the activity of isser. And the shear is really koveya, the maisa b'toras onshim, but the onesh is built up from a certain shear of doing an iser. So mamela, the chatzi shear also has a shame of iser, just not onshim. That's one way that you can look at it. And in that way also, the only time you have an Isser of Chatzi Shir is because the Maisa is what they call Chazi Litzderufi. Meaning to say, that is really the Isser. The Isser is to do an action that is Ro'oi to come to the Shir of Onesh. Because the Shir Onesh is built upon the Maisa, built upon the action of the Isser. There's the action of the Isser, and then there's the full-blown activity. The action is Asur, the onus is when you're really involved in the activity, if you wanted to look at it that way. Okay? But it's not even the action of the Isser if it can't develop into the activity. If you wanted to put it into words, into a descriptive statement.
But here it's like the complete
Hold
opposite.
On. But the other way of looking at Chatzi Shir, and this is the way the Reb Chaim held, is that it's a separate Isser completely. It's its own Isser, so to speak. It's not an Isser of Chazer. It's just a separate Isser Daraisa.
From
where? There's a Riboy. Kol Chelev Lo Zochelev. Kol is L'Rabos
Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir for just Chazer or for
anything? It's a universal Isser of Chatzi Shir.
Is that Reb Chaim's Riboy?
That's how he interprets the Isser of Chatzi Shir from the Gemara. Not that each Isser comes with its own little Chatzi, with its own Chatzi Shir, but there's the Isser Atzmo, and then there's another overarching Isser of Chatzi Shir in general.
For Isser Achila or for any Isser?
That's another controversial question. Okay? I think Kaf Achol is only Achila.
What else is there? That
lots of things. Know. Lots of things.
Zela.
Okay, yeah.
So over here by the Gezela case, so the Rambam says Hagozel es chaveh or shaver pruta over below sasa, and then he says v'asur ligzol kol shehu din Torah. So the question is this Chatzi Shir? Is this Chatzi Shir? So Reb Chaim held no. He held this is not Chatzi Shir. Why? He says, because Chatzi Shir has to be you're doing the action of the Isser, but not to the full degree. But less than a Shavapruta doesn't even have an identity of Mominus. So you can't call it a Chatzi Shir.
But even here, you've done the Maisa.
In other words, Achila of Pachos, Achila of a Kizayis means there are two kinds of Shiurim. There's a shear where where it's just a shear of the magnitude, and then there's a certain type of a shear where you say you haven't, the maisa doesn't emerge without this shear. So you want to say, chatzi shear of achila, kezayas, there's a certain quality of achilas kezayas a certain quality of achila that doesn't emerge until you get to kezayas, but the maisa achila is indistinguishable. Half a kezias and half a kezias is the same exact maisa. But stealing means depriving someone of mamon. And pachas mishavar pruta doesn't have a din of mamon, so you can't consider it a chatzi shir. Even chatzi shir has to have the same essential component. All of the essential characteristics have to be in the maisa, but it just has to be in terms of onshim, you didn't do enough of it. But there's a qualitative difference in the Maisa itself. The Maisa itself has to at least be a Maisa of Mammon. And Pachos Mishavar Pruta, he says, doesn't have a shame of Mammon. So it's not like a Chatzi Shir. That's what he wants to say. So what is it? Reb Chaim seems to have discovered like a new type of a Chatzi Shir. I've seen him use it a few times. It's not a Chatzi Shir. It's like a reduced Maisa. It's like a reduced Maisa of Isser. It's like the Isser not Bishle Musa. Not Bishle Musa. So he says this would be considered like a Maisa Gezela. It's like the Maisa without the substance. So you don't call that Chatzi Shir. You call it like a deficient Maisa. Like he has it by, as Reb Chaim talks about, The Rambam says if you eat chelev from a koi, so in other words,
a
koi, not a gold, not a big goldfish.
A what?
Well, let's say it means different things. It means different things in different places. So let's in this particular case, it means a hybrid. Let's say between the usually it doesn't mean a suffer. Over here, it's a case where you have a behema and a chaya that mate, and the offspring is considered a mix. We might have in Beitza with Shechita. It's a question by Kisui Adam on Yom Tov. So he says that if it's a chelev is only usher by a behema, right? Not by a chaya. So the animal that's born from the behema and the chaya has like a mixed identity of behema and chaya. And Reb Chaim and the Rambam says it's usher, but you don't get malchus if you eat that chelev. So you can check out the Lamdas yourself in the Reb Chaim. It's a short Reb Chaim. It's a pretty good one to take a look at if you want to see like a simple example. But basically, he comes out. He wants to say that chelev is not an issue. Chelev is not a type of a substance of isser. It's usser because it comes from a behema. All the chelev that comes from a behema is usser, and all the chelev that comes from a chaya is mutter. Okay, so this animal has two identities, behema and chaya simultaneously. So all of its chelev has a tzad of heter, and all of its chelev has a tzad of iser. So it's like a muted iser. So it's midoraisa, so he wants to say, the iser of chelev, but not bishleimusa, so you don't get malchus. And then he says, and that's why the Rambam says, you do kisui, but you don't make a bracha. Not because it's a suffik, not because it's a mix, because if it was a mix of the blood, then you would definitely be doing kisui on some of the blood that's behemoth. But it's all like a muted. All of the blood has the identity of chiyuv and petur. So therefore, it's like a not bishlei musa. So he discovered that concept of in halacha that you have the maisa bishlei musa. You can do the same maisa but with less shear. That's chatzi shear. Or you can do the maisa in some modified way, in some deficient way. That's not bishlei musa. All three of them, he holds a deraisa. So he wants to say in this one, it's like a maisa gzela without the chefts of the gzela, so it's not bishlei musa. So it's an iser. It's an iser, but not the same as. But you don't need. You don't need to. You don't need the reason of lav shenitik laaseh over here to not be chayev and malchus, because you could argue. You could say, okay, now you're worse. Now there's no hashava, so now you should get malchus, right? But no, because it's not bishlei musa, and that's why he says in vav agozel pachas mishava pruta afal pisha ovar eno betoris heshiv gzela. So he's pretty clear. He holds an issue over nisudarisa. Yeah.
So let's say you have a.
Not so pashut that why you put it in pachim shav pruta. Gemara says basically because since once after you steal it, a Jew is mochel on the pachim shav pruta. Therefore, there's an equation between veheshiv and the gizela. Anything there's no chiyav veheshiv on, there's no it's a gizela on. But a non-Jew doesn't have that mitzvah veheshiv to offset the chiyav of gizela. Anyway, let's not get involved in that. But. Go ahead. We're going to say what?
That you did take it all in the shot.
That's what it seems like. That's the plain shot in the case. So let's take the case. Go ahead.
I'm a Rava?
Yeah, I'm a Rava.
I'm a Rava. Gazal shalosh gudos b'shalosh prutos v'huzlu v'amdu al shtayim v'hichzir lo shtayim chay v'hachzir lo acheres.
Okay. So let's say you stole three bundles, three stalks of wheat. And at the time you stole them, they were worth a total of three prutos, correct? And then you decided to return two of them.
After the price went down, after depreciation.
I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. Then the price went down for three for two. So each one is two-thirds of a pruta now, correct? Mm-hmm. And you returned two of them. And now you only have less than a shavar pruta in your hand. In terms of the keren that you stole, all you have is pachus mishavar pruta. So what does Rava say? He says you still have to return that pachus mishavar pruta. Chayev la'achzir lo aguda acheres. Now what does he mean by aguda acheres?
Did shavar pruta work?
Does he mean the actual third one, right? Even though right now it's not a shavar pruta, kevan de b'shas kizela havi shavar pruta boila dure ulaholicha acharov. Interesting. No, so Rava is coming to be mechalik in the Mishnah between. He's coming to teach you in the Mishnah that huzla is different, right? Huzla is different. The case in the Mishnah is I stole. The case in the Mishnah would be I stole them at 3 for 2 to begin with, right? And then the guy was mochel 2 of them to me. Then I wouldn't be chayav to chase him down for the third one, right?
He was mochel one of them.
Because he was mochel everything but a pachas mishavar pruta of the Karen.
But the Karen wasn't Karen Shas Gazela?
No, I changed the case. You weren't listening.
What's
so in the Mishnah's case would be if I stole them at 3 for 2. Right?
So 2 for 3? I don't want up.
No, the Mishnah doesn't deal with any price fluctuations. That's what Rava is coming in to bring in the case of price fluctuations. The Mishnah doesn't have price fluctuations.
Okay.
The Mishnah's case is I stole them when they were selling 3 for 2.
Okay.
And then the guy was mochel 2 of them to me. Or I gave him back 2 of them, whatever it is. So now of the initial gezela, all I have is pachas mishavar pruta of the gezela.
Right.
There's no price fluctuation in the Mishnah.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Mishnah says you don't have to return the third one. Right?
Yeah.
Because in terms of the maisa gezela, all you have is pachas mishavar pruta of the maisa gezela. And there's no price fluctuation in the Mishnah, and assuming it doesn't go up, you're certainly not going to be chayav to return it. But Rava's case is at the Shas Gezela, it was worth a shavar pruta, and now because of the price fluctuation, it's less than a shavar pruta. So he says that you're chayav to return. There's a difference between. There's a difference between being less than a shavar pruta b'sha'as gezela and being a shavar pruta b'sha'as gezela and going down to less than a shavar pruta. If it started out as a pachas shavar pruta, now of course initially I would have been chayav because it was all one gezela that was worth. More than a shavar pruta. It was 3 for 2. So I stole 2 prutas from the guy. So the Maisa Gzela is definitely a full Maisa Gzela. The only thing is all that I have remaining is less than a shavar pruta of that Maisa Gzela. That I'm not chayav to return.
You have a havamina that you were?
In the Mishnah.
Uh-huh.
The only havamina in the Mishnah is Avichoshish that it's going to go up. That's another question, if you still have it. Right. Mm-hmm. But Rava is saying, if I stole it and it was worth 3 at the Maisa Gzela, so the Maisa Gzela was a full Maisa Gzela on this one aguda of one pruta, and now it went down in value. So even though right now there's no kiyum of Heshiv as Gzela Shir Gozal because there's no mominus in it, okay, I'm still chayv to return. Why? He says, so that's what Rashi says, because b'sha'as gezela was a shavar pruta. So the maisa of the hashava is kavua from the maisa gezela. If at the maisa gezela was worth a shavar pruta, then I have a chiv to return it now no matter what.
Is this only if the, let's say, the third bundle is bad?
Well, that's what we're going to get into. No. Go ahead.
Tana tuna, gazo chamitz lavarlav pesach, umer lo hareish lach b'fanecha.
So now we have a brisa, we have a mishnah that supports Rava. Okay. So why don't we just ask on Rava? What is he telling us for? Go ahead.
Kama de isay bane. Halase bane, afagav de hasha lav monahu, havan de mi kara monahu, bai slumi.
Okay, so what's the case? He stole chametz and avar lav ha-pesach. So now it's worth nothing. So he can say, ha-reish alach lefonecha. Correct? That's the Mishnah. So what does that show us? That if he doesn't have it, he has to pay him. Even though right now it doesn't have value. Since meikara mamono boi shlumi. Hachanami, afagav dahashta lo shava pruta. Kevin de meikara havishava pruta boi shlumi. What's the ben and not ben point over here? Let's take a look at Tosis. Go ahead.
No, Rava, God will charge you
for this. No, so Tosis explains, what Rava was saying was two things. That if it's ben, you have to return it. And if it's not ben, you have to pay the pruta. Like it was originally.
Yeah. Meaning, is that just saying over here that...
But Rava's chiddush is that you don't say that since at the Sha'as HaShava, it has no value of mominus, therefore there's no chi of HaShava.
Right.
Sin, it goes by the Shas Gezela. The Shas Gezela is Koveya, the Chiyav of Hashava. And if at the Shas Gezela it was a Maisa Gezela of Hashava Pruta, then it's Mechayav in Hashava, even though right now there's no din of Hashava.
Right. Meaning the Maisa of Gezela immediately creates a Chiyav of
That's Hashava. Right. That's right. There's a Shear in the Maisa of Mominus. Right, so if you steal something that's not roi for a maisa of hashava, then it's a lack in the maisa gzela, and there's no chiyav of hashava. Correct. Even if it goes up, Mutzim. But if you steal it and it's worth a shava pruta, so then that's a full maisa gzela. There's a chiyav of veheshiv, regardless of what the value is at the time of hashava. Right. Let's go a little further. He says some important things. Go ahead. Yeah, so why didn't Rava just say the simple case? In other words, all he's telling you is a simple din. That if at the time you steal it, it's worth a shavar pruta, even though it goes down to less than a shavar pruta, you still chayav be machzir. So just tell me one. Why does he have to make it a complicated case? You steal three for three, it goes down for three for two, you return two. All he's trying to show you is that one stalk that's left. Since it was Shavar Pruta when you stole it, even though now it's less than Shavar Pruta, you have to return. So just make the case out of one stalk. Just say one simple case. You stole one Aguda. It was worth one Pruta. And now at the Shas HaShava, it's worth two-thirds of a Pruta. Why does it have to be, starts out with three for three, you give back, goes down to three for two, you give back two, and you're left with one. And the whole question is about the one. So just make the case about the one. What's the whole complication for? Right? So the Chiddush is, it's an interesting Chiddush. It's a very interesting Chiddush. The Chiddush is that even though when I stole three and they went down and I returned two, I'm Mekayim, there is a Kiyam of the mitzvah of Hashava. Because the two that I gave back were worth one and a third prutos. Right? So I really was mekayim, a mitzvah of a heshiv es exilashir gozal. Because what I gave back was worth a shavar pruta. And what's remaining is not. So there might be a havamina that now I don't have to return the third. So it's a very interesting dosis. In other words, if I stole one... that was worth a shavar pruta, and it went down to less than a shavar pruta, it's pashut I have to return it for Rava. That he's saying, of course, Rava is saying. Because there's no mitzvahs hashava at all. He had a chiyav of hashava, of a heshvah zegzela that was kavua from the shas gezela. and you never were mekayin it. So of course you have to return it. But Rava wants to tell you a bigger chiddush, that if I stole 3 for 3 and went down to 3 for 2 and I returned 2, so I had a chiyuv of heishiv hazgzela from the maisa gzela because it was on 3 prutas. And I had some kiyum of heishiv hazgzela because I returned 2 and a third pruta. I returned 1 and a third pruta. And still, I have to return the last one. That's what he's trying to say, a bigger chiddush. So what's the havmi of that? What's the difference? He's saying conceptually there's a difference between stealing 1 going down and stealing 3 going down, returning a pruta and having less than a pruta left. What does he mean? I was mekayim the mitzvahs of hashav already, so therefore I would think I don't have to return the last one. The only problem with Tosfos pshat is the mishnah that they quote doesn't say that. But okay, but it gives you the basic idea, and Rava just. In other words, apparently he holds it's the same principle that you can derive from there. It's a little bit of, you sort of get stuck in a bind on this Tosfos, right? Chris Mamonoshach. Is the case of Rava a chiddush over the case of one or not? If it's a chiddush and you don't know it from the case of one, then you don't know it from the Mishnah. And if it's not a chiddush and it's exactly the same as the case of one, so then why did Rava say it? Right?
Yeah.
Can you see the rice thing?
It's Mustafa that really Alpi Svar, there's no difference between the two. But Rava just expressed it in a bigger way. But conceptually it's the same thing.
Rava's idea.
What sense does it make to say that because I was Mekayim Hashava, now there's a possibility I wouldn't have to give back the last one? But if there was no Kiyam HaShava, I would have to give back that one. Why? It's not going to be a Kiyam HaShava if I give back the one that I stole.
No, because according to that, HaShava isn't necessarily a Tashlum.
So that was Tosa saying, the Mishnah only is the case where he stole one and went down, basically. Rava is saying his case, Misvara. He's basically, don't think that it's limited to that. It's even though you had a Mitzvah HaShava. And on top of that, Tosfos is saying, why didn't Rava, what about the case where the guy stole it initially and it was worth 3 for 2? Right? He says, since Rava took the case that it went down in value, then it's pshitele, that if he stole 3 agudos that were worth 2 initially, and he gave back 2 of them, then what? Lo chayav lahachzir lo shlishas. Right? But that's basically like our Mishnah's case. Kevin demei kara b'shas agzeil lo avi mamona l'shem etiaka lo chayshinan. Right. So that's right. Rava's not arguing the case of the Mishnah. Case in the Mishnah would be if it was 3 for 2 initially, and then he returned 2 of them, he wouldn't have to return a third one.
Why not?
Because it's less than shem bruta from the ma'is agzeila.
Isn't part of a entity? Let's say I steal a bag of rice.
Doesn't matter.
Every grain of rice isn't considered just a fasted bag of rice?
That's the case in the Mishnah, that the guy's mochel to you everything but one pachas mishavar pruta of what you stole. So all you have biyodicha of the original maisa gzela that remains is a pachas mishavar pruta.
Uh-huh.
That has no chi of chazara, of hashava. I mean, you're right. We need to think about that a little more too. But let's try to get this one straightened out.
What's the question?